Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hey, because we're seeing some things tonight. So Matt Rowe, 46-yard TD, that comes with 6:23 remaining in the first, and that puts the Glarner Knights up 19-7. Extra point try. Marty is the holder, and Bill Bauer the kicker. Discussion with the line. Now the official's out of the way. There's the snap. Placement is made. Blocked by the Hornets. Blocked by Richland Center. Nice play. That was number 20, Duncan Harper, who blocked the extra point try. That'll make it 19-7. New Glarus leading Richland Center here with 6:23 of play before halftime on WRCO and WRCO.com.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
19-7 our score here at Avitus Rip Field in favor of the visiting New Glarus Glarner Knights. Iowa Grant leading Pecatonica 36-6. And Mineral Point, Cuba City all tied up at 21 in the second quarter on the Phil Me flip phone. Bangor 8-0 over Ithaca at halftime. And here is the ball placed at the 40-yard line. 46-yard touchdown run on a quarterback sneak up the middle. I don't think, well, there might have been a little tush-push, but somehow he snuck out of there. It's like one of those big fights you see. All of a sudden, this little guy comes running out of the bottom of the pile, and where did he come from? And that's kind of the way it looked. Here's the approach. They'll kick it deep. This time, Milbauer boots that back to around the 8-yard line. There'll be a return by the Hornets. Baker turns up to the 15, to the 20. Flag flies as he's brought down to the 25-yard line. Baker getting it back to the 25. So we'll see what the flag is about. It's going to be against New Glarus. That was the preliminary indication, but I was assuming wrong. Be against the Hornets. A 5-yard penalty puts it back at the 21-yard line. So still some time to try and put something together, build a little momentum here if you are the Richland Center Hornets. Bill Nee with you on a Friday night, live with football. A new football coming out. There's a timeout. Another one is still on the field. All right, they'll retrieve that. Be nice to play with two sometimes. Hornets with the ball, first and 10. Ball at their own 21-yard line to start here in this second quarter. Shep hands off. Brady Dosh running up the gut. Gets to the 25, to the 26. Upended by Milo Johnson. So a good game by Brady Dosh. Give him 5 yards on that one. Second down and 5. Hornets in the huddle. Now heading to committee. Down by 12 points in this ball game. Trailed by as many as 13 earlier tonight when it was 13-0. Hornets score came on the defensive side, and one of the two touchdowns for New Glarus came on the defensive side. Second and 5 from the 25 for Richland Center. Shep takes the snap from Harris and slips out of the shotgun, now running off the right side. There's another flag. He is going to be tripped up and dropped. Got only about a yard pass where the ball was marked, and it's a holding penalty against Richland Center. So that will mark it backwards. Forward progress stopped once again. And the tackle was made, but no matter. It's going to back that ball all the way up to the 11-yard line. Richland Center, the Hornets going in the wrong direction here tonight. Running the play in, Will Weiss. Helped out by Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Richland Center will huddle it up. 5:22 remaining in the opening half of area football tonight. So the team up to the line. This will bring up a second down play. Full house backfield. There's the snap, and Shep going to run it himself. There's one man back there to get around, and he stiff-arms him, gets around him. Then a whole flock of Glarner Knights will get him down right around the 12-yard line. So good coverage by New Glarus. Getting back to make the play. Ty Hosley. And that'll bring up a third down. Again, New Glarus with three sets of twins on this ball club. That doesn't happen very often. At least when they have numbers, you can tell them apart. I can anyway, but for the coaches, especially in the summer, when they don't have numbers, especially before they have helmets issued, probably kind of hard to see. Who is who? Third down play coming up. Third and about 19 yards to go from the 11-yard line of Richland Center. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. Flags fly, and the Hornets will use a timeout. 4:21 remaining in the first half. New Glarus leading it 19-7 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Wood Lux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Wood Lux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Wood Lux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Wood Lux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Cheers are cheering. The alumni cheerleaders are here tonight. Good support, good fan support tonight as well. So salute to all the fans that came out tonight. Maybe some that haven't had someone in school for a while, but it's nice to see that community support. Especially on a nice night like this, you don't need a jacket. I don't even think you need bug spray. I have it. But I think there's just a little bit of a breeze just enough here. When we had the national anthem, the American flag was not moving at all tonight. After the timeout, third down and long for the Hornets. Third down from the 11-yard line. Shep dances from the pocket. He's hit and dropped back at the five. Quarterback sack by Dylan Kolstad and Gavin Obell. And it'll bring up fourth down. So the Hornets, starting in their own 21, went backwards. And Richland Center will have to punt it away. Cashton leading New Lisbon 42-0 at halftime. We have 3:55 remaining before the break here at Richland Center High School. Coming up at halftime, our update from the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Talk about the Richland Center Ithaca cross country team among the teams that will be at the big River Valley invite tomorrow. Snap from center, and the punt coming up for Liam Fingerson. This one, end over end, fair catch is called, and he will haul it in right around the 36-yard line of Richland Center. So Will Pino comes in there, Hornets punt it away, and New Glarus will take over there at the RC 36-yard line. Good starting position. They lead at 19-7, and they'd like nothing more than to possibly get another score before halftime. The Hornets trying to hold them at bay. Maybe trying to get another defensive touchdown. Richland Center has one of those tonight on a pick six. First and 10 for New Glarus. Driving toward the south end zone, leading by 12 points in this game. The line is set. There's the snap from center, and the quarterback Rote throws to the near side. Caught by Pino. Turns downfield and gets to the 29 of Richland Center. Pino is brought down by several Hornets. Duncan Harper and Liam Fingerson, along with Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Kaizen making some plays here tonight as well for Richland Center. They've had some good efforts. So time is called. Not an actual time. Everybody catching their breath. New Glarus up to the football. Second down. That's inside the 30-yard line of Richland Center. Snap from center, and the pass to the far side. Again, caught by Will Pinnow, and he's brought down. Hornets cover it well in the open field. Well played. Nice read. Number four, Bronson Perkins makes the stop. Good job. Back at the 31-yard line, so a loss on the play. Bronson making the play in the open field. If he's not there, that play could have been successful. Wazika Steuben leading Riverdale 28-7 at halftime tonight. Prairie du Chien up on River Valley 10-7 at halftime as well. Berlin leading Mauston 40-0 in that game. Third down, ball to the 30-yard line of Richland Center. There's the snap. Rote, quarterback keeper, runs off left tackle and got ahead for about 2 yards, but short of the first down in Richland Center territory, right around the 27-yard line on the quarterback keeper. Schwitzenberg, number 14, again on the tackle. Fourth down and about a yard to go. Watch out for the quarterback sneak. That was tricky last time. 46-yard touchdown on a quarterback keeper or a sneak up the middle. On those plays, you're only expecting to get like a half yard. Maybe that's all you needed. But if you stay on your feet, everybody is tackling everybody else. Clock down to 1:05 remaining here in the first half. Nuglaris letting it wind down on fourth down. And they're going to take it down as far as they can before taking a timeout, it appears. And they will do that. Take a timeout with 49 seconds remaining. Well, Ashlyn Milbauer has shown he's got quite an effective leg, but this would be a long one, so we'll see what they decide to do. Fourth down and a little over a yard to go for New Glarus against the Hornets in Richland Center territory at the 27. When we return on WRCO and WRCO.com.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field. Phil Nee with you, looking down on the action here tonight from the friendly confines, a field that opened in 1997. We figure that out with Brandon Ewing this week during our quizzy pool. Well, I guess it wasn't a quizzy pool, it was just a chat. But dedicating the field to the late, great Avitus Rip in 2001. Fourth down, and New Glarus will definitely go for it here on about a yard and a half to go. And the Hornets jumped off. Hornets make another big mistake. The quarterback went back for a shotgun and then moved, darted up to the center to take a snap, and the Hornets jump and give him a first down. So that takes it inside the 22-yard line. So the sticks move on with New Glarus without them running a play. Coaches Troxel and company will not be happy at halftime talking it over with some of the mistakes that the team has made and the mistakes that they haven't really made in the first few weeks, not in succession and not all together as they have tonight. 48 seconds remaining in the half, 19-7 the score. New Glarus getting a new life here, and back to throw his Rote. Gun on it over the middle. He's got a man and overshot him big time. Brock Rote was at the back of the end zone, and he was open, but the pass was about 5 yards too long, and it comes back for a second down and 10. New Glarus going for the gusto on the first down play. It'll bring up second down, 10 yards to go, from the 22 of Richland Center. Filney flip phone also includes Wisconsin Dells leading Ripon 28-21 at half. Thanks to Mr. Fabulous Tim Thee for his tenacious score checking. He will be checking those throughout the night. And, of course, on the post-game show this evening, sponsored by BL Signs, the fabulous signs of BL Signs. Here we go. Second down and 10 for New Glarus. Man in motion. There's the snap. Pitch play, and New Glarus trying to run it, trying to get around the end. Hornet's going to stretch the play out. Well covered. Nice job. They'll bring down the ball carrier, Milo Johnson. Johnson, good sportsmanship. Helps up Brady Dosh and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. And that'll bring up a third down. He did get a little forward progress. It was tough to tell from my angle, but he got inside the 20 to around the 19-yard line. Third down and about 8 yards to go for New Glarus. He went out of bounds, so it stops the clock with 34 seconds to play. Larner Knights leading here as we approach halftime, 19-7. They will break it to the line now, third down and long. Hornet defense, it seems, has been on the field a long time today. Man in motion to the near side. Rote back to throw. He gums it over the middle. He's got a man wide open. First down, 10, 5. Down around the 3. Broke away from a tackle. And a touchdown for New Glarus. New Glarus scoring the touchdown right before halftime on the catch and run by Tucker Sisko. And that makes it a 25-7 ball game. New Glarus up with just 26 seconds remaining in the first half. And they will talk about the extra point conversion, which they haven't had to think too much about it. It's been a lot of kicking tonight. So a good run after the catch there for Sisko. And again, quarterback was Matt Rote on that play. He's a senior quarterback at 5'10 and able to bring that ball. He was throwing a baseball pitch or something. Gunned it over the middle for a wide open man, and Sisko did the rest. Looks like they're going to kick it again, although, let's see here. No, they're going to go for two, it looks like. Rote drops back. There's the snap, handoff. Now they're going to option it from the halfback, throwing it to the end zone. Almost a tremendous catch. It's incomplete to Brock Rote. Diving effort, got a hand on it. Richland Center could not have defended that any better. So covered up there by Schwitzenberg, but it almost was just a miraculous catch there, but it's incomplete. 25-7 the score, 26 seconds remaining. We'll be back in 30 seconds with a conclusion of the first half on WRCO Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Thanks to our sponsors of high school sports on WRCO. Phil Nee with you on a Friday night live with area action. And the kickoff will be made after the recent score. Ashlyn Milbauer will kick again for the Glarner Knights, now up by 18 points on Richland Center. Milbauer looks it over. Hornets should get it with a chance for maybe an offensive play or two. And here's the kick. They keep it on the ground. Boy, that one really took off. AstroTurf bounce, and then it's going to roll down to around the 20-yard line. The Hornets with a short return, and then are met soundly to stop the play. That was Brady Dosh on the return, or was it Brenton Baker? It was Brenton Baker. Again, I apologize, 26 and 28, when you're a poor old radio announcer. I've said before, when you've got two featured backs, one should be like 21 or something. So it's easier for me to see. That's just a selfish thing. But that was Brenton Baker, and good coverage by New Glarus. Hornets will have 22 seconds remaining here in the half. leading 25-7. First down, ball is spotted at the 22-yard line, Richland Center. Started last time at the 21, this time at the 22, and they'll try to go in a positive direction here at the end of the half. Jaden Shep will operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap. He's back to throw, steps up in the pocket, going to try to run it himself, and he's met and dropped from behind by Bubba Whedon, who makes the play. And the Hornets may just let it run down now. That's with 10 seconds remaining. And that will stop. Yep, that'll be the last play of the half. That'll do it. At the end of two quarters of football, Nuglaris leads 25-7. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. This is high school football tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
It has been another good week for the Richland Center Ithaca cross country teams. The Richland Center I boys scored the win in the Ryan Zimpel Memorial Meet on Tuesday night at Boscobel. And the teams are looking forward to the River Valley Invitational this weekend. I talked to Coach Eric Mindem about that.
We get a really good mix of competition there. A lot of the Madison Division I schools will be there. So a great test for our boys. It almost feels it's more competitive than what our sectionals is going to be, and it feels almost like a state meet in a lot of ways. So we're excited. We're ready to go, and we're excited that we get the opportunity to run against some of the best teams in the state.
When you're running in that big of a throng of athletes, is it sometimes easy to get kind of stuck where you can't get around people?
Absolutely. On the course, depending on where you line up, can be either really helpful in that regard or really hurt you and put you behind. It's a 3-mile race. There's plenty of room after the first half mile to work around people if you get stuck and make your way back to the top. So it's about not panicking, and I think that's something we've done good early this year is not getting out too fast and kind of climbing throughout the race and working our way up and trying to stay as close to our splits as we need to.
Well, in September, these are some of the ones where you kind of gauge yourself. You don't want to peak too early, but so far your times are pretty good, aren't they?
They are. We've been looking at the year-over-year numbers, personal bests, hitting a lot of great metrics there. The senior class, sometimes you see a plateau. We're not seeing that with this group right now. They just keep setting the bar higher. And we've got some underclassmen, too, that are, some of them, it's their first season, and they don't know anything better other than just try to keep up with your teammates. So it's a good problem to have. That they're setting really high expectations on themselves and they're busting their tails in practice.
Richland Center Ithaca cross country coach Eric Mindem. The Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update continues. In a moment, we'll talk to Travis Wilson from Bound, Wisconsin.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Travis Wilson is our guest as we check out some high school sports for week number four. Boy, the season goes by fast, doesn't it, Travis?
It sure does. After this week, we're nearly halfway through the season, the regular season, that is. About not quite a quarter of the way through the overall season when you look start of games to the state championships in November. But it certainly does fly by, especially these next few weeks now in the conference play and things, just kids in school, and it just goes by really quickly.
It seemed to me in the first week of the conference season last week, there were some really good games, weren't there?
There were, which was good to see. It's not often that we get as many competitive games as we saw last week. A couple of one-point games, and then a couple games that were decided by two or three scores, but we're still relatively competitive. So, we'll take that if that continues all year.
Your old alma mater, Richland Center, had a memorable win against Lancaster.
what a win for the Hornets. The last time, of course, was 2007 when Brady Ewing was there. I believe, and you can probably correct me if I'm wrong, the last time before that was my senior year when we beat Lancaster down at Lancaster. So that might even be the last road victory over the Flying Arrows. I'm not sure.
Right.
So it's been a while either way. And a heck of a win, a heck of a comeback. Boys stayed with it. It was great to see. I got to watch some of the end of that game on a stream, and just really, really well executed down the stretch. And that's something that, you know, is obviously big for the program, and it's big for, you know, the potential for the Hornets to maybe make a little bit of noise in the SWC this year.
Right, exactly, because, I mean, at this point, it looks like the league title in the Southwest is wide open, isn't it?
It seems that way. Parade of Sheen was pretty dominant last year, but they seem to be a little bit down this season. So, you know, Lancaster, you would have thought, would have been in that mix. New Glarus has looked good so far. Platteville, Parade of Sheen, probably in the mix for a playoff spot, but nobody really dominating the league, it doesn't look like. So it does open things up, and dare say, Richland Center's got a chance and has looked like so far that that they could be in that mix.
You know, sometimes with all conferences, there are naysayers saying, well, boy, you know, 10 years ago when we had our good teams, you know, that they wouldn't have even stood with us. But it really goes in ebbs and flows, doesn't it, in the conferences?
It does to a very large extent. Unless, you know, you're Lancaster and you've got John Hoke there for 30 years, or, you know, other longtime coaches we've seen in different areas, it goes up and down. You know, at one point, you know, Richland Center was really good for a lot of years and then struggled for a lot of years, and other programs are the same way. So it comes and goes, and you never know when it's going to happen. It can happen pretty quickly sometimes. It can happen within a year or two, either direction. But it is the good thing, I think, about generally high school football is that, you know, you might not be good right now, but it cycles through. And if you put the work in and you got a coach that's there and spends the time, you can generally get back to being competitive.
Can you talk about some features on Bound Wisconsin, your website?
Yeah, well, this week, Richland Center was nominated as our team of the week for week three after that big win over Lancaster. Unfortunately, the Hornets didn't quite pull that one out.
Oh.
Very good showing in the voting. The Jefferson Eagles were actually the team of the week this week. They won that voting, but still a great honor to be nominated. And again, a great showing for Richland Center. So each week you can check out our team of the week and player of the week poll that comes out on Monday mornings, highlighting some of the top performances around the state. The coaches poll comes out every Tuesday on boundwisconsin.com. We've got our weekly preview out as well that you can check out, taking a look at some of the big matchups around the state of Wisconsin and certainly some in Southwest Wisconsin. So all kinds of stuff going on in terms of content. And then if you're looking for kind of that basic information, score, schedule, standings, stat leaders, not only for your favorite team, but maybe in the conference or in the entire state, we've got that covered at boundwisconsin.com as well, and really should be your new daily destination for high school sports.
So what about your games of the week this week, Travis?
You know, it's pretty similar to last week. There isn't that kind of titanic matchup. You know, there's a couple undefeated matchups early in the season, but none that are, you know, kind of earth-shattering. There's some, as always, there's some really big games in the Classic 8 Conference down in Southeast Wisconsin, certainly the best conference in the state, five or six teams down there that that are really elite in that part of the state. You know, in Southwest Wisconsin, I think New Glarus and Richland Center is a big one. I've got that highlighted in our preview, and Lancaster and Platteville. Platteville struggled a little bit, but, you know, they still have some potential and some pieces there to do some good things. And that is obviously a rivalry game. That's the 97th meeting between Lancaster and Platteville coming up this week. Platteville does lead that series. It's pretty close. Maybe a little surprising Platteville leads it, given Lancaster's dominance in the last 20 or 30 years. But 49-45-2 dating back to 1902 for that Lancaster-Platteville rivalry.
Wow, that does go back a little bit. And I would have thought maybe those two teams would have played more, but maybe they were in opposite conferences many years ago.
Yeah, I think there was some times where they were not in the same conference and, you know, maybe didn't continue a non-conference matchup. But still a lot of meetings. That's somewhere in the top 20 in state history in terms of most rivalry meetings between two teams. So very close together, obviously. They're have played against each other a lot of times, whether conference or non-conference. So, but yeah, like I said, I'm a little surprised Platteville leads that one as they do, but I think they were pretty strong in the early years of that rivalry.
You look at the Southwest Conference as well with River Valley. You know, they didn't have a lot of trouble last week with Broadhead Judah, and I kind of expected that to be a closer game.
Yeah, impressive for the Blackhawks to kind of pull away in that one and put it away by four scores, whatever it was. And we'll see where that leaves them and what that allows them to do going forward. That's two wins in a row that are pretty solid for them, though. They beat Wisconsin Dells the week before, a team that's generally in the playoffs and generally in the hunt for a conference championship in their league. So a really interesting stretch coming up for River Valley. Obviously, Prairie du Chien this week, and then Lancaster next week, and then Richland Center in Platteville after that. So their schedule is pretty front-loaded, and with as competitive and balanced as the conference is, it'll be interesting to see where things stand in fall for the Blackhawks.
What about the Reedsburg Beavers this weekend?
Well, we're coming off of a loss, unfortunately. Went down to La Crosse Central last week, just too many turnovers and penalties, and couldn't quite get the job done. So on the road this week at Onalaska, a really, really good football team that's been playing good defense. So it'll be a tough test for us.
Yeah, sounds good. And this point in the season, you start to see teams show up, maybe some players that weren't eligible to play or just went out. But this is kind of where the real deal starts, isn't it?
Yeah, depending on your school and what your code of conduct is, sometimes it's a three-game suspension if players had an issue in the offseason, whether it's academic or code violation. And so this middle part of the season, unless you've got some injuries stacking up, is when you start to see, for the most part, a full group out there for most teams, and you really get a feel for where teams are at.
Any idea of numbers, participation numbers for football in Wisconsin this year?
Have not seen anything recently in the last couple years, for this year anyway. I know that last year the participation numbers were trending up. That seems to be just kind of anecdotally what we have seen. Have not heard the doom and gloom of participation numbers as much. Certainly there's areas and programs that it's a challenge, but overall I think it's trending in the right direction, and that's good to see.
Now you just want them out for the sport. You and I have talked in the past, but looking ahead to winter sports, a real downturn in girls' basketball participation, isn't there?
That's the one that really worries me, because it's been trending that way for a while, and it seems to be getting steeper and steeper all the time of real significant challenges in girls' basketball. There's been some solid programs that have had trouble, even not able to field a team, potentially, or some good big school programs that can only field two levels. It's pretty uncommon anymore for three levels of girls' basketball. And conversely, you look at girls' volleyball, which is always the one that we compare it against, because quite honestly, they compete for the same athletes a lot of the time, and volleyball is winning out. Girls' volleyball, there'll be times where there's 45, 50, 60 kids trying out for a volleyball team, where the girls' basketball team is struggling to get 15 or 20.
Yeah, and I've seen that personally myself. So, yeah, it's hard to fathom, but I guess it's the trend. Can you see it coming back, or what would it take?
I don't know. I don't know if it will change, barring change made within the sport. I think there's some things that could be done to reverse that, but it might be something where the cat's out of the bag a little bit more, and girls basketball is moving, unfortunately, towards being a little more of a niche sport. It's just challenging right now with some of the advantages that volleyball has, with less contact, less conditioning, less physical play, that kind of stuff, and the hold that club volleyball has in the off season really doesn't allow kids in many cases to participate in girls basketball and girls volleyball. It's just they've got to choose one or the other because of the expectations of what club has grown into, which is a whole behemoth in and of itself. So it's going to be tough. I think there has to be very distinct and meaningful discussions that I don't know, quite honestly, have been had at the right levels and with the right people to get things turned around. I think there's a lot of focus in basketball right now and in a lot of other areas. And to me, the number one issue facing basketball in general, and certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is girls basketball participation numbers. And it just doesn't seem to get the same attention that some of the other issues do, unfortunately.
All right, Travis. Always good stuff talking high school sports. From Bowen, Wisconsin, Travis Wilson. Have a great week.
Thanks, Phil. Go Hornets.
You bet. Travis Wilson joining us for this report from WRCO Sports.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
And this is Mr. Fabulous, Tim Thede for WRCO Sports. And thank you for tuning into our broadcast, our featured broadcast. And right now at halftime, New Glarus is leading Richland Center 25-7. Elsewhere in high school football, Prairie du Chien is leading River Valley 10-7 in the third quarter. Also in the third quarter, it's Broadhead Judah leading Dodgeville 20-13. Our last report from Lancaster, Lancaster 24, Platteville 20. It's in the third quarter, and Ithaca and Bangor, they're tied up at 8 apiece. In the third quarter, Cashton is shutting out New Lisbon 42-0. At the half, Wauzeka Seneca is leading Riverdale 28-7. It is also River Ridge leading Potosi Cassville in the third quarter 16-7. Also at halftime, Cuba City is leading Mineral Point 28-21, and Io Grant is leading Pecatonicar Argyle 44-6 in the third quarter. And we'll send it back in 30 seconds to Phil Nee at the Adabites Rip Field.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field. Thanks to Tim Thede for the scoring wrap. Some interesting scores in southwest Wisconsin. Here in Richland Center, 25-7, New Glarus leads Richland Center. The story of the first half, penalties. We should do a trivia question, have people guess how many penalties there were in the first half. 20 penalties in the first half. 15 of those came in the first quarter. So it kind of gives you an indication of the way things went and the way the half went, and as long as it lasted, that was part of it as well. In between times, a couple of field goals from New Glarus, 23-yarder from Ashlyn Milbauer and a 30-yarder. They were up 6-0, went up 13-0 on an Ethan Colstead pick six and a 12-yard return, 13-0 after one. The score would change, though. The Hornets would get within six on a pick six of their own. Jaden Shep intercepted a pass and returned it 45 yards. Liam Fingerson's extra point made it 13-7. But New Glarus would score again. They would get a touchdown on a quarterback sneak. It was Matt Roth. And we talked about, reminded me of the old Western, the big old fight going on, and the little guy comes out underneath, and that's kind of what it was. All the big guys, there were like 22 guys, and one of them came out and ran for a 46-yard touchdown. The extra point was blocked by Duncan Harper. That made it 19-7. And one more score with 26 seconds. That was, again, Matt Rote. He would throw to Siska, and he was that was a play that covered a total of 5 yards. Make that 18 yards. 18 yards, and the two-pointer failed. It was 25-7. And, again, the Hornets trailing here at halftime by 18, looking for some remedies as they get to the third quarter. Richland Center will be here to accept the second half kickoff. And right now, a couple of guys coming across the field here. The officials look like they're going to get set to get the ball to where it can be kicked off. New Glarus has not come out to kick the football. The time has run down to zero. The officials tell him to come on back, and here they come. So the Hornets into position, hoping to get a good return on this one and get something started. Get a little positive momentum here in the second half. I mean, yeah, you trail at halftime, but certainly it's doable. They have proven they can move the ball against this New Glarus team. Just have to cut down on the mistakes. Good first half for Ashlyn Milbauer, the kicker for New Glarus. He will put it in the tee and get it going here in the second half. A fresh 12 on the clock. Richland Center receiving at the north end. And here comes the approach. End over end by Milbauer. That ball is going to angle toward the out-of-bounds line, and it is going to be picked up and dropped out of bounds right around the 15-yard line. It'll come back to the 35. Or was it? If he held it and dropped it out of bounds, that's where it'll be. So I think that's what happened. It goes out of bounds. It comes back to the 35-yard line, but it did not. So the Hornets will start with the ball in some rough field shape, back around their own 10. And again, that's not how you wanted to start. Richland Center back with quarterback Jaden Shep. Running backs are Brenton Baker and Brady Dosh. Tate Perkins running at fullback. Liam Fingerson, the tight end. Wide receiver Kaizen Schwitzenberg will set the line in a moment. First down and 10 for the Hornets from their own 10-yard line. Underway in the third quarter. Long snap count, and Shep will hand off. Running playoff left tackle for the Hornets. Dosh bouncing his way out for a good gain to around the 18-yard line. We'll bring up second down and short. Devin Harris, the center. The left guard is Ethan Bindle. The left tackle, Isaac Gauld. The right guard is Cruz Salazar. The right tackle, Abe Bosworth. Second down and 2 yards to go for the Hornets. Ball resting at their own 16-yard line. Hornets up to the football. Garner Knights are digging in. Richland Center, second down and short yardage. Shep takes the snap, handoff, Dosh. Running play left side. He's got a first down, pushes his way to the 20, to the 21-yard line. And the sticks will move. So the Hornets get their first down of the half. Trying to get the crowd back into it here after a long halftime and trailing 25-7. Schwitzenberg runs the play in again from the near side. Joins his mates in the huddle and now out and about. First down from the 20-yard line, Richland Center's own. The line is set. Shep will back off to take it out of the shotgun. There's the snap. And the wraparound handoff for Dosh cutting on the counter play. He's got a few yards across the 30 to around the 32. We'll see. They give him that much. Tackle is made by Pino. Will Pino, number 5. So, no, not quite as much as I originally thought. Marked at the 26-yard line. Second down and 5 yards to go. I need to bring up some Windex. Maybe that would have been able to help me see clearer on that play. Second down play for the Hornets on their own 26-yard line. Looking it over is Shep. Waiting a snap from Harris. And there's the snap. And a handoff for a running play on the left side. Brady Dosh kind of choosing his path there. Trying to push the herd. And finally brought down. The whistle sound. We'll see where they blew it dead. But the whole crew landed in first down territory. Maybe close enough for a measurement. There is a bit of an injury, it looks like. So one of the Hornets will be allowed to head off the field. So the ball is marked short. Third down and about a yard for Richland Center. Ball resting just shy of the 30-yard line. And the Hornets will hit committee right now. Now up to the football. Third down and a yard. Bronson Perkins back into the lineup. Hornets go with the offset eye. There's the snap, handoff to the halfback who bowls his way. It looks like for a first down. It's good blocking by the Hornet line. Got him enough for a first down. Cruz Salazar putting the hit on the linebacker and the move. Get him enough for a first down. Brady Dosh moves the chains again. So the Hornets, kind of slow but sure, getting something done here. A couple of first downs on the opening drive, and I think that's that'd be what the doctor orders. They can get something positive, get going here. Lancaster leading Platteville 30-27. That's with 9:20 run remaining in the third. Prairie du Chien 17-13 over River Valley. Start of the fourth. Here's a running play by the Hornets. And coming to the near side, number four, Bronson Perkins. And he gets a good game. There's a flag on the play. On the back end of the play, opposite side of the field from where positive yardage was made. So the officials will talk about it. Again, for the Hornets, a pretty good run, but it might be coming back the other way. So, or maybe they're picking it up. So, inadvertent flag. They picked it up, so no penalty. And the ball is marked right around the 40-yard line for Richland Center. So, pretty good gain on that one. Richland Center up to the football. Second down, 3 yards to go for the Hornets. Awaiting the snap from center is Jaden Shep. Under center, there's the snap, and the quarterback hands off on the counter run. Nothing much there, and a big bunch of Glarner Knights thrown for a loss of about 3 yards. Back around the 36-yard line. So Richland Center thrown for a loss. That'll bring up third down. At about 6 yards to go for a first down. Great crowd on hand tonight, family event. Lots of folks over on the grassy area across the way nearer the school. Enjoying a beautiful night. Last gasp of summer maybe this weekend. Third down at about 6 from the Hornets' own 36-yard line. There's the snap. Shep fakes the handoff, running himself on the quarterback bootleg, and he's hit and dropped. Did not get back to the 40-yard line on the run. Open field tackle by Milo Johnson, and that'll bring up a fourth down for Richland Center. I think maybe I spoke too soon on the mosquitoes. Just had a couple buzz by. It's funny, these microphones that we have are pretty sensitive because you can hear a mosquito going by. Fourth down and... looks like a punt coming up. Fourth down and 3. Homer the Hornet is here tonight trying to get the fans fired up. Snap from center, and there is a nice punt by Fingerson. And it's going to keep rolling and rolling, and that one might be, oh, it's going to go into the end zone. It almost died about the 1 yard line. Great punt by Liam Fingerson. He is super in that regard. And the Hornets give it back to New Glarus after a drive that started on their own 10-yard line. It had a little bit of promise, but now they'll give it back. Trailing 25-7. They do eat up some clock. 7:23 remaining in the third quarter of area high school football here on a Friday night. Lining up for the Richland Center defense. Once again, the nose guard is Jake Schloam. The tackles are James McGowan and Tate Perkins, Brady Dosh, Holden Grob, and Liam Fingerson, along with Kaizen Schwitzenberg at the edge. Bronson Perkins in the defensive secondary, along with Brenton Baker, Jaden Shep, and Duncan Harper. First and 10 for New Glarus. Ball is marked on their own 25-yard line here in the third quarter. 7:23 remaining here in the third. Hand off for a running play. New Glarus on the far side dumped. Carson Preckel got to the line of scrimmage, and then several Hornets make the stop. Schwitzenberg is there, and Fingerson from the side. Second down and less than 10 yards to go. Ball just across the 25-yard line. Richland Center will be home again next week with a game against Platteville. Big one coming up in a couple of weeks for River Valley's homecoming football game. They'll be at River Valley on Friday night, the 26th, for a homecoming game. Second down, there's a snap, shotgun start, and the pitch going for a running play on the far side. Preckel cuts upfield, and he got to the 30. Maybe to the 31 for New Glarus before he is run out of bounds by Duncan Harper and company. Running back did stay in bounds, so the clock continues to move. 18-point lead for New Glarus. Last touchdown coming with about 26 seconds remaining in that first half. Matt Roach back into the lineup here for the Glarner Knights, and quarterbacking the team will operate out of the shotgun. A third down play. There's the snap from center and a handoff or a running play. Hornets are going to catch him in the backfield. He breaks one, breaks two, but it won't break the third. He's going to be brought down for a loss at the 26-yard line. Great defense. The Hornets stay with it. Brady Dosh is there. Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Holden Grob. So a loss back to right around the original line of scrimmage, and New Glarus will be back to do some punting. I don't know that we have seen their punter tonight. I'm looking back. I don't believe so. They've had some drives that were successful, and a couple of field goals ended out their first two drives. So Baker was back deep. Quarterback is back, and now we'll do it on a quick kick and punt it and let it roll. And it rolls on around the 40 and inside the 40 to the 36-yard line of Richland Center. So that's where the Hornets will take over for possession number two. 25-7 the score here in favor of New Glarus during Friday night football. Some other scores on the Filney flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Bangor leading Ithaca 16-8. That's in the fourth quarter. Potosi-Cassville 23-16 over River Ridge. Cuba City 35, Mineral Point 21. Iowa Grant 51-14 on Pecatonica Argyle. Reedsburg leading out Alaska 26-7. Ripon and the Dells tied at 28 in their football game. And at last word, Prairie du Chien was leading River Valley 17-13. Hornets with the football. There's the snap from center. Jaden Shep rolling on the quarterback sweep, going to the far side following a block of Schwitzenberg. Shep turns upfield and is out of bounds. Right around that 40-yard line. So we'll see where they mark it, but I believe there's a flag. Yeah, a holding penalty against Richland Center. 21st penalty of the ball game. Although we've had a clean plate second half. Was a flag earlier, but they picked it back up. Inadvertent flag. So this one puts the ball back at the 25-yard line. That'll be where the Hornets will take over again. Trying to get a little momentum going in this ball game. RC will celebrate homecoming coming up on October 3rd. Home football game that night, capping off a big day of activities. First down and 20. There's the snap. Shep, hands off. Brady Dosh back to run, and he's caught by the jersey and brought down. Number 13, Ashlyn Milbauer, pulls down Brady Dosh for a loss back to the 34-yard line. So again, the Hornets kind of going the wrong way with 4:22 remaining in the third quarter. Join us for Football Friday Night tonight, courtesy of Learfield, Wisconsin Radio Network, getting underway later on tonight. And then Mr. Fabulous on the post-game show, wrapping up all the scores. We'll have a recap of this game and some of the other games that we've been following tonight. Second down for Richland Center. Ball is back at their own 24-yard line. There's the snap. Jaden Shep back to throw. Flush from the pocket. Throws it incomplete. Intending it for Brady Dosh out of the backfield. I think Nuglaris just got through that. If it was a screen, but they got through it quick. And Shep had to get rid of it quickly. and threw it a little bit light. Third and 22 for the Richland Center Hornets. Ball back at their 24-yard line here in the third quarter. Richland Center back in committee and getting set to head to the football. Fingerson, Baker, and Perkins out of the near side. Stadium side, there's the snap to Shep. He's looking left all the time, throws it, and it's going to be caught on the near side by the Hornets and bustling ahead for a couple of yards to the 30 and then pushed out of bounds. Caught there by the Hornets, and Brenton Baker made the catch. I think that pass by Shep may have been tipped, but it found its way to Baker. Not enough to get much back. It's fourth down and about 15 for the Hornets. They'll be punting the football for the second time this half. New Glarus sends a man deep to receive back of the 25-yard line. 3:32 remaining in the third quarter of action. There's the snap to Liam. Steps up and Fingerson drills this one, bouncing around the 35 to the 30, and the Hornets are going to chase it down and down it. That's a great punt again. Down around the 11-yard line. That's where New Glarus will take over after an excellent punt again by Liam Fingerson. Richland Center's senior punter, tight end and linebacker, but getting a lot of acclaim for his punting. And for its second possession, New Glarus has its back against the wall a little bit at its own 11-yard line. 25-7, New Glarus leads. Score has not changed since halftime. 3:21 remaining in this third quarter of action. Cuba City leads Mineral Point 35-21 after three. Lancaster up on Platteville 30-27 after three on the Phil Neath flip phone, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. First and 10, New Glarus. Glarner Knights take the snap. Rote on the running play. Not much. Stacked up by the Hornets, possibly for a loss there. I don't think Rote got back to the line of scrimmage. Good sportsmanship helping him up. James McGowan, one of the first guys there. Kaizen Schwitzenberg as well. 11, I should say it's at the 9-yard line. Second down and 11 yards to go for New Glarus. A long journey. They joined up in the conference a few years ago. And then I think there was a year where they weren't with us, and then they are again. They and Broadhead Judah. Longest trips. There's the snap. Back to throw his rope. Lobs it high and incomplete. Mosley, the intended receiver, over around the 13-yard line, brings up third down and 11 yards to go. The receiver had a little bit of open territory there. If that pass would have been just a little bit lower. So they'll mark that at, again, the 9-yard line. Third down and 11 yards to go. New Glarus huddling up right back around the end zone. Now breaking it out to the 9-yard line. Third down and 11 yards to go. There's the snap from center. Nothing going for the running back as he is drugged down right around the 8-yard line. Again, awesome coverage by the Hornets coming up through the middle. Liam Fingerson is there among the first there. That's going to bring up fourth down and long to go for New Glarus. So this game, which was kind of a wide-open, wacky first half, has changed kind of into a field position game in the third quarter. Kind of a grind it out. Fourth, 13 yards to go for New Glarus, and they'll bring the punter out. Again, we hadn't seen the punter, but this will be the second time, and Rode is the quarterback. Gets a short one away. It's going to be caught on the run by the Hornets. Going to try to get a little return. Baker to the 20, to the 19-yard line. Caught that one on the run, and the Hornets have some good field position here for their third possession of the night. They will start out with the New Glarus 19-yard line. Again, in this battle for field position, and I am sorry to say, I think there is a penalty. I got used to saying that quite a bit in the first half. Flag, ooh, no. If it's running into the kicker, that would be, oh, okay, well, there's a difference in the penalties. believe it or not. One is the other team gets the ball back, the first down, and the other is you get the ball, but it's a penalty against you, and I think that's, let's see. Again, I'm going back in the rule book here tonight. I'm not used to doing that. So they're marking it off from the line of scrimmage for the roughing the kicker penalty and a 15-yarder. That will be a first down, won't it? Yeah, they mark it all the way to the 24-yard line. So a running into the kicker penalty, and Nuglaris gets the ball back. That was, man, what a turnaround. The Hornets would have had the ball inside the 20-yard line, but the penalty is called. And Nuglaris reacting. They keep adjusting the football, sliding it into position. They had it marked one to the 25. This is at the 23-yard line. So that's where it will be. And Nuglaris with the football, taking it along the left side. Running back is going to make his way for a good 8-yard gain. Running back is Carson Preckel, and he's got about 9 yards before he's brought down by members of the